This is from. Okay, so yes, so a very good evening from the UK, West Yorkshire. This is Rod from the Rise Up podcast channel and where podcasts can be found, including Apple Podcasts. Hope everyone is doing good wherever you are in the world. We have a special guest, Beth Thorpe, live in the USA. So, Beth, first of all, whereabouts are you?
Yeah, I'm in California, San Diego
Wow.
area. Long way from
Wow,
you.
that's the long. That's a very, very long way. That
It's a long way, yeah.
is a very long way. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So, yeah, so we've been wanting to bring you on the channel, the podcast. Obviously, I have checked some of the stuff you've been doing on your website, which is very interesting. So we've been checking that out on the website, which is anewcreation.org, and you've done a lot of stuff on there. So if we can, first of all, if you can tell me a little bit, a lot about the stuff you're doing from the foundation as a director, and how did that come about?
Yes, exactly. Well, for your listeners, I'm the executive director of the Mitchell Thorpe Foundation. I'm a philanthropist, author, and speaker throughout the nation here, where I'm talking to several people about the foundation as well as the new
Right.
book that just came out titled A New Creation. And the foundation is the Mitchell Thorpe Foundation, and our main mission is to support families whose children are suffering life-threatening illnesses, diseases, and disorders. And we do that by providing financial, emotional, and resource support to their desperate situation. And the foundation was never on our radar to start, but we didn't want our son to die in vain because he was undiagnosed to his death after 5 years of in and out of different hospitals, taking him all over the United States looking for answers and still undiagnosed. So that was really an eye-opener for us of what they mean
Yeah.
by practicing medicine, and especially when it's a complicated case and looking for answers all over. It was like that was a tough one because people still this day says, how do you go on not knowing? And the symptoms came on at age 13 and he passed at 18. And prior to that, he was a healthy young man and 4.0 student in school. He loved sports. He played baseball, all the things a young boy would love to do, right? And
Yeah.
then all of a sudden, symptoms came on at 13, and he started with a lot of head pain and slowly but surely deteriorating from there, from the pain. And we always kept chasing the pain in his head. And you kept asking the doctors, well, what's causing this? And they keep taking tests and they come back
Yeah.
negative normal. But it's not normal. He's still suffering from all this pain. What? So you started with this dialogue with these doctors.
Yeah.
And my son is, obviously in the planet, he's not the first person that's ever been misdiagnosed, undiagnosed, and they're scratching their heads trying to figure out what's going on. So it's to this day is a mystery. And even when he passed at the hospital in Texas, where he ended up, like I said, we were in and out of different hospitals all the time. And it took us a long time to try and open up and read the autopsy, which they have to do when you're in a hospital.
Yeah.
And even there, it said undetermined. And you're like, undetermined. And yet you're like, how can this be? So we did not want him to die in vain. We felt so strongly our love for our son,
Yeah.
and everything that my husband and I went through nearly divorced us, right? The bankruptcy and the bills that kept coming in. Because what happens is one parent has to leave that their work here in the U.S. to stay by that child's side, to take him to the hospitals, the doctor's appointments, in and out, all these appointments, right? But the
Right.
bills never stop. In the UK, I think you have healthcare all covered, correct?
Yeah, we do have it covered. I think we pay when we pay some of the tax. I think it goes towards the NHS. But the benefit with that is that you don't when you when you when if something that will unfortunately happen, then you do have to go to the NHS and you have an appointment and stuff, or you have anything to do with any treatment, your family or anyone, you don't have to pay any expenses. So for that, yes, there is a benefit in the UK. So you don't have any massive thousands of pounds of bills coming on, which I have heard, obviously, in the USA. Unfortunately, they don't have that kind of a system going on.
Yes, and that's the difference in our system. We have in health insurance that we have to pay for, and in your case, it probably comes out of like you're being taxed money that goes into a pool to help cover for everyone,
Yes, that's
even
right.
if you're sick or not.
Yes,
Correct? Yeah.
that's correct. Yes.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet over here in the United States. They're all about independent medical insurance, about picking your own doctors and that, but still, it's not a perfect system
No.
because even with good insurance, we're still paying out of pocket. Families pay anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000 out of pocket for additional medical costs, or in our case, a very complicated case, in and out of different hospitals and seeing different doctors and trying to find the answers. It nearly, you near, like I said, nearly bankrupt us. But anyway, we didn't want to, like I said, for your audience, not let our son die in vain. And we started a foundation in his honor to carry his legacy. And that is through the Mitchell Thor Foundation here in the United States. So we've given back. Now it's 14 years later. I'm in a much better place. I can talk about it now. And we've given back $3 million and counting and helped thousands of children later and families just keep a roof over their head, food on the table, the lights on,
Wow.
just so they can survive. And, that's kind of what has happened from it. And then from there, when COVID hit, it shut everything down, right? The whole world
Yeah.
and our events and our fundraising events. So that's when I got to it to write our story, our memoir that just got produced in the end of June. So it's been out maybe 4 months here. And it's titled A New Creation, Finding Meaning in the Midst of Tragedy. And it's a very inspirational book. It's a faith-based book. Morgan James Publishing out of New York published it. And it's really a witness for Christ living through us, even though when we at times we felt like he wasn't there, he was there. And
Yeah.
so the story is a very inspirational story. And the reviews have been pretty really good so far, which is great to hear from an author standpoint that it's been a page turner. Couldn't put it down. They were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I want to know what happened next. And oh my gosh, your faith is so strong. How did you get through all this? And all those kinds of responses and leaving people with that inspirational message of how to be an overcomer, how to take pain into purpose and not get stuck in your situation and feel like you have to live there.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what you must have gone through. I mean, credit to yourself and credit to your partner. I mean, to get through that, I mean, to lose a child would be one of the hardest things ever in the world, I would say. So credit to yourself and for coming through that so strong and doing so much amazing stuff for people, which is making a massive difference to them. In their lives,
I call it on the back of the book. It's that's how the power of one life can cause a ripple effect that goes on and on to touch so many lives. And that's what was written on the back of the book. And it's based on a true story. A New Creation is a tale of our family, our love for each other, and of baseball. So people, baseball is was his love. My husband was an ex-pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers here in the United States, which if you're into baseball there in the UK, but so baseball kind of ran the real lot of lessons and life lessons through baseball. There's some analogies in
Right.
there and sports analogies and just the meaning of life and how overcoming obstacles and never giving up and persevering through trials and all those things. And made us stronger in our walk. And
Wow. Definitely. I mean, definitely. I would say that has helped you, like you said, your faith. The faith has definitely helped you get through that, because that would have been a very, very difficult time. And this I'm not gonna pretend and say I understand exactly how you must have gone through. But that would be wrong to say that. But it would have been a very, very difficult time. But to come through that is absolutely shows your faith, and has helped you to get through that, and made you strong inside. And absolutely. And this book, which you've released, when was it? When was it released, the book?
It was released on June 21st of this year, 2022. June, so it's July. It's going on November now, so it's just been out 4 months, 5 months going on, and
Wow.
it's getting quite a traction for interest in people. A film producer is interested in the book, and we're hoping
Yeah.
to take it to a movie. That's
Fantastic.
our end game, to do that. The book can be found anywhere online. I don't know how, where you buy your books, Amazon, online, any
Amazon.
online
Yes.
Amazon. So
Yes.
people can go to
Yes.
Amazon and type in A New Creation, and it'll pop up there. And if you buy a book, at the end of the book, you can get a free ebook, and then you can send that to someone else who your audience might go, oh, this could really help another person I know, could use some hope, can use some little boost of faith, and pass it on to someone else who your audience might know may need it for encouragement.
Absolutely. We will include the links of the book, how to purchase it on via Amazon, on our YouTube channel, Rise Up channel, on the description, and obviously on the video, which the guys out the list the viewers will be watching on YouTube. They will be able to see it on the video itself, how to purchase it on Amazon and all good, I'm sure, on all good stores as well. So definitely, so the international will be able to easily purchase this book, and definitely we would recommend it as well. Definitely go and have a look, have a check it out, and it's something to get inspired. I would say definitely.
Yes, it's an inspirational book, that's for sure. And that was my goal when writing it, is to be inspired and to let you know that in our case, we're very faith-filled people, and I always tell people, you have to have a strong foundation of faith to get you through some of the hardest things in life, because life is not easy, right? Life
Definitely.
throws us all curveballs, and when we least expect it, and we either are going to crumble under it and or rise above it. So some people escape through alcoholism and drugs just to
Yeah.
escape the pain,
Yeah.
and that is only going to go not in a great direction, because then you're affecting everyone else around you, and you're not in a good headspace. So for my husband and I, we go more directed toward our faith, and I usually tell people, faith doesn't always take you out of the problem. Faith
Yeah.
takes you through the problem. And
Yes,
having a strong
definitely.
faith with God above doesn't always take away the pain. Faith gives you the ability to handle all that pain. And
Yes.
then faith doesn't always take you out of the storms of life. Faith calms you in the midst of the storm. So we have to
Yes.
find where your compass is, of where your rock is, and where you can go to when you're in the deepest pits of pain or hurt or whatever you might be going through, whether it's a divorce or lo in our case, it was a loss of a child or whatever it is. There's loss, and people are going to experience loss at some point in their life, and it's how do you handle it?
Definitely. Absolutely. We all are going to get through. We all are going to lose someone, whether it's a parent, whether it's a grandparent, in every part of our lives, we're going to lose someone who we care about. It is a sad part of that's the way life is, and one has to understand that, I guess, where there is birth, I'm afraid there is death. the way it is.
Yes.
That's the way it
I
is.
always say that, they say the deeper the love of that person, the harder the grief. And,
Yes.
it's one thing you just don't, as a parent, you don't ever think that your child should leave, go before you, right? And like,
Exactly.
that's
Absolutely.
the hardest one. And when I see
Absolutely.
the grieving mothers throughout the world and the war in Ukraine, I mean, my heart bleeds. And I just, there's so much pain and suffering in the world. It's just, it pains my heart. And we shouldn't be living like that. We need to love one another and treat each other with respect and kindness. And knowing that if you even know someone who's really hurting, be that kind human being and to reach out to them and just be a listening ear. Just be a kind person. What can I do to help? What do you need?
Yes.
Sometimes the best way to get out of the pain for us is to get out of yourselves and help someone else.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, if you can help someone in any way you can help them or give them advice or whatever you can do to help them get out of that situation, definitely.
Right.
Then definitely, I mean, there's definitely nothing better than that for sure. Yeah, absolutely, definitely, definitely, definitely. It is something I definitely agree with. And I'm sure a lot of people do agree with that. I guess we all just get stuck with our own lives, I guess. And when we get stuck with our own lives, sometimes maybe we just forget about that, when there are other people who are in need or they need some advice, we just get too busy, and sometimes that does happen, unfortunately, the way the life is. But where we can help them out and give them advice and give them that kind of a reassurance that everything, will be okay, I think that's definitely nothing better than that for sure.
Yeah. Yes. It's being bringing out the best in human nature. You can either bring out the best or you can find people who are not very kind and will not do it. And it's really about the heart. How compassionate are you? How is your heart open? Do you have a hardened heart? If you have a hardened heart and mind, it's hard to hopefully, break that open, but it can be. It just takes a little time for people like that to know where the joy is, where to find that place that'll bring you joy and anyway, and love back into your life. And once you do, you begin to see your own life opening up. And all of a sudden, when that happens, it's like all of a sudden beautiful things start happening and coming to you. It's like we started with one child at a time. We had no idea when we started this foundation where it would be today. And it for us, it was a deep spirit or calling in my spirit and my husband's that this was hearing from God's voice in my spirit that this was not the end, that this was the beginning. And this was when I was curled up in a ball after his passing, didn't even want to be on the planet anymore. And I sat up in bed. I said, "What does that mean? This is not the end. This is the beginning." And then my husband came home and he had a similar message that he felt the same way. Two boys, he was coaching baseball at the time. One boy had Hodgkin's lymphoma, the other one had lymphoma. Both had cancer. Both families trying to
Yeah.
struggle to make ends meet. And he said, "Wow, we really should start a something, a foundation to help many going through what we went through." We didn't. And so here we are. It's just like unbelievable how it's grown and how it's touched so many different people's lives. And it's a wonderful legacy to carry forward for our son.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. It's great stuff what you both have done and stuff. To start this foundation, did you need any grant or any support, or was it just both
Well,
of you
here in the
guys?
United States is different. I don't know how your laws are in the UK,
Right.
but here in the United States, you have to go file paperwork. When we first said we wanted to do this with the government, And there's all kinds of paperwork you have to fill out to be, in our case, a public 501c3 organization, a nonprofit organization. And so there's lots of paperwork. You have to have a board of directors, and you start having a board developing and recruiting people who have the same mission and can understand your mission. So you have a set of directors in a board. Then you have to set governance. And that's a whole nother thing of people writing the governance of the organization and your mission and impact statement and value statement. So all those things are the people think, oh, how easy it is to start it, but not really. There's a lot of behind the scenes paperwork and things that have to be established first to get the organization up and running. And here in the United States, we have, we call it a charity navigator, and it navigates all the foundations and making sure they are very transparent. And we have the highest level, the platinum level seal on our website, meaning, you know, you have to be very transparent when you're running a foundation, and everything is public because it's a public 501c3. So anyone can go on and look at the public records of the foundation and making sure everything's on the up and up. So that's very important when you're looking into that and even starting a foundation. I don't know what they do in the UK and how they work there, but that's just kind of just a sampling of what we have to go through here in the United States. So all that groundwork needs to be done ahead of time before you can officially launch. And
I think I don't know exactly because I've not done this, but I think it's, you do have to file some regarding, I think it comes on the charity non-profit organization, and you have to file that through the, you have to, I think it's HMRC, I think it's through the HMRC, or you have to file it through them. Then you have to get a charity kind of a registration code as well. So there's a lot of stuff, you have to get through.
There's a lot of, like I said, I'm sure you have your laws in place of what you have to do to file with your government. Same thing about we have to do here in the United States to file all of it with our government. And then, you know, it's, you're running it like a business, like any business. It's even though it's a nonprofit, it's just like a business. Then you have to have your accountant and people who do your treasurer who does your books. And I mean, it goes on. It's not when you say start a foundation, it's like running a business for sure. Accounting and where your dollars are going. And every year we have to put out an annual report, which we just put out to our group who donates to the foundation. They want to see where the funds are going and how it's helping families. So that's another part of being accountable and transparent with starting your foundation, because otherwise you won't get donors. Does that make sense? People to donate to your cause. They want to make sure that you are on the up and up and that you have all the seals, in our case, are our badges. So we just won this year Community Impact Award in 2022, making a huge community impact in our area. And in 2020, we were nominated Nonprofit of the Year. So right when COVID hit, that was, but that was a nice surprise. And 2020 to get that award as Nonprofit of the Year, and then everything shut down, right? But everything that did shut down, that didn't bother me, because that's when I got to it and wrote the book, which took me 15 months to get it written. nine months to write the manuscript, another 6 months with my editor. And then once the manuscript was written, it was a miracle in itself. And it got accepted on my very first book proposal to the New York publisher. And that's usually unheard of, to be accepted on your first book submission. That's a miracle in itself.
Yeah, that is definitely incredible. That is, yeah, absolutely. To be able to do that, it's a very incredible thing, and it's a great achievement, and many congrats to both of you. Definitely, I mean, you are definitely an inspiration to millions of other people, I would say.
Yeah, I am. We are. We call it. We're the light. We're the light in the dark. We come in into a dark place, and we be the light to help families, let them know they're not alone. And reading the book will certainly transform you, and you'll feel that coming through our words or my words through the pages. And each chapter is followed with lots of photographs, so it's almost like a little movie as you read through it. You can see, oh, that's what he looked like. Oh, you'll see tons of photographs and pictures of documenting. Even after Mitchell's passing, I wrote a chapter speaking beyond the veil of heaven and how he was trying to communicate to us. It was amazing. I documented it. I'm not going to tell your audience too much more because I'd have to read it, but they'll know in that chapter why it was titled A New Creation. And it was because of that. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful story. I have to admit, I have to like, wow, I keep pinching myself sometimes, right? That this is really, that this really happened and this is what came of it.
The Zoom are just giving me a little warning saying there's only about 9 minutes remaining. So but I think we've covered a lot actually, Beth, and what and I wanted to cover your foundation because I think that was beneficial. So people who do not know about the foundation and who want to need any support regarding that can reach out here. So I think that was something which needed to be covered and definitely so people know about this and obviously about the about your book. So so if I can just ask, is this the first time you've written a book when you when this came out?
Yes. I was a co-author on another book in a different my different life before I was a philanthropist. I wrote a different book titled Powerful Impressions. I was a co-author on that, but this is my second, I would say, authored by myself book. It's the memoir, nonfiction, and true story.
People can people still find that other book? Is it still available in on Amazon and everywhere?
Oh yeah, it's out there right now. It's everywhere, online and wherever books are sold. It's a new creation, and you can go get it on. Again, I don't know where y'all get your books, so whether it's Amazon or any online or bookstore, you just have to ask for it. And or if people want a signed autograph copy by me, they can go to my website, anewcreation.org, and buy it there, and I'll sign it, put an inspirational message in there for you, and get it off to you. But I find the easiest way, most people are going online, but whichever, I lots of different options of being able to get it.
That's absolutely and definitely definitely something which like we said on here. We would recommend for everyone to check it out. We will add the link on the description. And it for people who are watching this will be able to see it scrolling below as well, which it will be showing. And also, so definitely do you guys check it out and obviously I'll let Beth know. And where can people, if they want to give you some comments about the book, Beth, or they want to reach out to you regarding the foundation, how do they reach you?
Yes, the foundation is Mitchell Thorpe, MitchellThorpe as in Paul .org, and there they can see everything about the foundation and any reviews on the book. If after you read it, can be put on Amazon. All authors love reviews, so you can do a review there, or you can do a review on my anewcreation.org website. Either way. You can reach me.
Definitely, and I'm sure you already get a lot. Like you said, you received a lot of great feedback regarding this already. And we are wishing you that it was people, like you said, wanting it to be featured, and we hope it does get featured in the film, because so even more people are able to see this
Yes.
in a film, and more people are inspired by yourself, and obviously, and more people get involved in these kind of things, because obviously every little bit does make a lot of difference to people's lives, and you've already demonstrated that in what yourself and your partner has done, and obviously we commend you for that. That's absolutely amazing stuff on there. Amazing stuff. Is there anything you want to say to the viewers, Beth, before it turns me off Zoom?
Yeah, no, I think we covered a good part of it. So I think we could end on that note.
Yeah. On all, thank you very much, Beth. So thank you very much for coming on here, and it's been a pleasure in speaking to you about the foundation, and about the stuff you're doing, and I'm sure later on down the line we will bring you back on. I'm sure that will happen, definitely, and I'm sure a lot of people will reach out to you on their contact details, which you will be able to see on the description of their video, guys. And like I said, and if you want to listen to the podcast, we will upload it. We will try to upload it today, later on all podcast platforms where it can be found, including Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much for watching Rise Up podcast channel. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you very much, Beth, for coming on here.
Thank you for having me.